Hello, hello. You're listening to a special edition of Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Foxtails Brigade. We're going to start with a track from the CD, and we'll get into some interview and some live stuff in just a sec, so stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Satin shoes, a bright blue dress she's never used before. She walks out the door. And passing by the neighbor, who'd long been due a favor, tilts her head now slightly red. She won't look back, her stride is steady now. She was changed somehow.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Foxtails Brigade. Sorry. So I had you on the show several months ago when you were just Laura Weinbach, and now you have this sort of new project. Tell me about the difference between the girl and the band.
Okay, well, I guess it kind of morphed from Laura Weinbach with a pianist who was Luke Alberti, and then it was just me, and now it's myself and Sivan Sadeh, who... we met actually last summer, and we've been collaborating ever since, but she just moved up to the Bay Area, which I'll be doing soon too, in April probably. But we've pretty much been, you know, just sort of, you know, she's been joining in on a lot of the songs that I had written before, and since I met her, we've written a lot of new stuff together, and some of which we'll play today, because sitting in with me is Neil. Sorry, Neil, what's your last name again? Neil Hammond, yeah, because Sivan couldn't be here today, but so we're gonna play a couple of the new songs that we've written together, and some older stuff. But
now you mentioned you're gonna be moving up to the Bay Area. I noticed there seems to be kind of a migration happening in the independent scene away from Los Angeles. Is that intentional in your heart?
Well, I don't know if it's just myself and my chemistry with the city, because I was born and raised here, and you know, I don't know if the powers that be are telling me to get the hell out of your hometown.
But you're going to another place where there's a burgeoning indie
scene.
Yeah,
there's definitely, I think there's a really tightly knit sort of, you know, supportive music community up there of up and coming kind of, I don't know if I should say more experimental artists, because I mean, there's definitely that down here. But just my personal experiences being up there, I've had a lot more sort of support and just kind of out of nowhere. I mean, it's just been easier up there for us, I think, just from the short time that we've been together. You know, again, like, we just, I don't know. In L.A., it's been kind of grueling and slow, and...
it's very saturated with musicians, so people aren't it's not just, used to being impressed, maybe.
Right, or maybe it's not, I don't know, is it the geographical, like, spread or layout of the city, or is it just me, or, you know, my chemistry with the city, or... You know, I don't know exactly what it is, But I seem to feel like, yeah, I don't know, I should definitely try San Francisco because, again, my violinist is up there, and I just, I don't know, it's been a city I've always wanted to live in, so.
Well, make sure you fill out the appropriate forms, because if you're is good artists have to get my permission before leaving town.
Yeah.
It's my job to make sure all the good musicians stay.
Yeah.
So.
Also, another thing I want to say about LA, I just don't feel like LA has a really tightly knit music scene. I feel like there are tons of musicians here, but everybody's kind of, there's not a really kind of scene, mm-hmm. I guess, as much as there is up there to me. I don't know. It seems like everybody kind of does their own thing, and I don't know. It's, I don't really know that many musicians down here, ironically. I mean, I do, but I don't really hang out with them or know them that well. But
there is the sense, I've seen it a lot more recently, of bands forming these sort of mini collectives because of that, mm-hmm. that very thing where it's like, okay, if we all hold each other's hand and go to each other's shows, we're not going to drown. But on our own, it's just, you know,
something
little
like
fish
that.
In a big sea of music.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess that's what the bottom line is. LA is just, it's so thriving and big and... LA, I mean, San Francisco is just a smaller town, and it's a real city, and it's, you know, you're constantly rubbing shoulders with people, and it's just, there's so much going on, you know, it's like everywhere I turn in San Francisco, there's just some interesting door to open, and I love that about that city.
It must be funny for the locals there to hear it referred to as a small town, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, compared to LA,
yeah.
I mean, pretty much any city is, really,
yeah.
You know.
Well, let's jump into a live song if you guys are ready.
Okay.
What are you
going
to play for us first?
This is called Pan Asian Delight.
All right. Sounds delicious.
Basically because it just sounds the way it does. I don't know.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Foxtails Brigade. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Laura Weinbach, Foxtails Brigade. That was beautiful. Great start to the show. And, you know, you're obviously aware you have this unusual aesthetic. We were talking about how you're finding, you know, up north you get this sort of, there's a better response to something a little bit more experimental. That
maybe it's not just experimental, but there's definitely a tightly knit sort of singer-songwriter folk-based scene there that just seems...
But
driving, you know?
I guess what I'm getting at is that you're doing something more than what people are necessarily used to in terms of singer-songwriter folk music. I mean, there's almost like there's a seems to be a musical theater or operatic influence on your work.
I don't know. With that song and with a lot of other songs that I write, I think it's I write a story or I'll base it on a story or fairy tale and put it to music, and somehow it has that sort of theatrical storytelling atmospheric vibe to it, I guess. I don't know.
And does that affect how you sort of know when a song is done in terms of like if you've finished telling your story or...
Definitely. I mean, I think most of our songs are, they have a beginning, middle, and end and are very much storyline driven. And yeah, it's pretty much, you know, every song does have a theme and a story to it, for sure.
And has your style of writing changed since when it was...
A little bit, yeah. I think I'm kind of trying to latch on a little bit more to just... more classic structure and, you know, kind of verse, chorus, verse type stuff and just more catchy, I don't know, more, I guess, rhythm-driven stuff, you know, as opposed to melody and storyline-driven sometimes. I mean, it gets a little, I mean, it's nice to have a nice catchy tune that you can just kind of latch onto pretty easily as opposed to, you know, something that you really have to pay your full attention to and, you know, kind of listen to from the beginning to really get the whole, you know, I guess, gist of the song.
What about the fact that you're working with string instruments as opposed to keys now? I mean,
yeah,
is that
totally
does that change
inspiring.
The way you write the music?
Absolutely. Like, that song, I don't think it would have happened if I hadn't met Sivan. I think she's been very, very inspiring for me. Just because, you know, it opens up that much more, you know, that many more options. And, you know, I'll start out with some really simple riff and realize that, you know, in my head, the violin is such a melodic instrument and it's so, you know, vocal in a sense that it's just like having another, you know, another vocalist in the band. So in a sense, I can kind of think of violin parts while I'm writing it really much more easily than I could with piano.
So it's sort of like
and
the...
kind of communicate to her better, like what my ideas are. And we just have a much better open line of communication, I think, now. So it really, really comes through, I think.
So that's interesting. Yeah. So it's sort of a duet between your voice and this this other voice that's just represented
exactly.
by the violin.
I mean, we have kind of vocal harmonies. I mean, we do like melodic harmonies a lot in some of the stuff that we do. And it's great. I really, really love working with her.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's do another one. We have Neil sitting in for us today to play some violin for us. And what's this song called?
This is called The Ghost.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Mister, why you waiting all alone? He said, little girl, you better go on home. But curiosity had taken a hold of me. And as the sun went slowly down, I felt I'm waiting for the black-winged birds to call. They come around when night begins to fall. And now I know the reason why. In darkness sometimes light can't die. And if you listen, you can hear the cries of white faces hanging from the trees. They sway like falling leaves. And in the dark we walked and walked all night. And as the dawn had finally come, he faded in the light. smile. Said, don't you be scared of, just be wild. Oh no. Oh no.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Foxtails Brigade. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I like, there's, in the middle of that song, there was this, at least vocally, there was this very rock aesthetic to it, it seemed.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
it's,
you mean the...
It was something about...
That's,
I don't,
like, the rock part of it.
Well, there was almost a way of singing that seemed to, you know, there seemed to be going in and out of different, shift of moods, which is great. Do you sort of... When you write your music, do you think about sort of how the songs come across, and, you know, are there things you want to, are you aware of, you know, not wanting to do the same thing twice, you know?
Definitely. I mean, I think most artists are pretty conscious of that, but, you know, I mean, I don't ever want to write the same thing twice, but it happens, and, you know, usually I'll drop one or the other, but there's definitely a vibe that I want to try to kind of convey, or, you know, a color or just a feeling that I understand in my head and I can kind of visualize it in an image. But, you know, and I hope that I can convey that in the song and that other people are able to latch onto that too. But it's weird. It's kind of really subjective, you know? I mean, every song has a personal feeling for everybody, I guess. And it's weird when you think that maybe somebody sees it or hears it the same way.
Right.
In a personal sense, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm talking really abstractly, but...
No, I mean, that's... that makes sense. Do you know... Do you have a sense, like, when you go into a song, like, you're going for this certain...
Well, it's like,
concept?
Sometimes I'll visualize, like, the Golden Hour, for example. You know, one song that I wrote, or Foxtails Brigade, our song... I feel like that's supposed to convey a sense of the Golden Hour. You know, and my personal take on that time of day and the way it looks outside my bedroom window, and I want to convey that entire feeling, and I don't know if people are ever going to see that actual image, but there's certain songs, like, you know, another a big influence is Joanna Newsom, which I mentioned probably the last show, but I feel like she's so good at really conveying an image and a time of day and a color and a mood that I somehow really, really, really connect to and relate to, and I feel like I really understand it. Maybe I do, maybe I don't, but somehow I feel innately that it comes across really clearly, and I don't know if everybody sees it that way, but that's what I hope to do also. You know, I really want to be able to really capture a feeling and a mood and just be able to put it as succinctly and precisely as I can into song.
There's something really fantastic about when you hear a song and you almost feel like your brain is an etch-a-sketch and the musician is tinkering with it and, like, putting this imagery in your head.
But then also sometimes the song will write itself and I can't control. I don't know. Sometimes I'll just let it go and see what happens and then try to see what the mood really is afterwards. But I don't know. I guess it's half control and half not control or something.
Tell me about this experience of having, you know, audience members come up to you after a show and tell you that they either, you know... they got that image in their head, or that they got a totally different image in your head.
What did you get? Before each show, I'm like, all right, now this is what this is supposed to look like. Tell me if you get this image.
But if you had people come up to you and sort of reflect to you what you've been doing?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, usually people are just like, oh, you know, that was so theatrical. Or with the doll, that's pretty easy for people to visualize, I think, because it's very, you know, visual and theatrical. The lyrics are pretty much self-explanatory, but... I'm not totally sure if people are... I never know, really, you know, what people are actually taking from it. But like, the Foxtails Brigade song, I wrote that poem in a writing class that I took in college. And we had to read, you know, our poems out loud in class and kind of explain them. And there was a person in that class who totally understood and got everything that I was trying to convey in that poem. And so I thought, well, I guess I did a good job.
You know? Nice.
But... you know, I guess you never know.
You want to do another song?
Sure. This one's called Creeping Ophelia. Oh, yeah, I just want to plug this really quick. We have a show coming up on Wednesday at the Bordello with MN the Ghost and Cat Hair Ensemble, and we'd love it if you all could make it out to that. The doors are at 8, and I think we go on at about 10, so Neil will be there also, who I really appreciate being here today, so thank you so much, Neil.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, Neil. And we'll definitely make sure to mention that show once again before we're done today.
Yeah, okay.
All right, whenever you're ready, Laura. Foxtails Brigade is my guest on Is Good on killradio.org. Laura, tell me about sort of what makes for a really good live show for you, where you come off the stage and you're like, yes, that's why I'm doing this.
Well, obviously the performance aspect of it.
Do you base it first on how well you did versus how the audience reaction is?
Well, I think a big part of it is the audience giving to you what you're giving to them, in a sense. I mean, not exactly the same thing, but I mean, you know, you take from the audience an energy. If you feel like they're into it, you know, it makes you perform better, I feel like. And those are always the best shows, when I really feel like we connected with people and they got something out of us, because we always get something out of that, you know. And as long as there's just that even exchange, I feel like that's a great show, you know. Like if we were able to connect with, you know, at least a few of the people, then that's definitely a level of success to me. And you know, it's pretty obvious when that happens.
Is that so largely affected by the kind of venue you're performing in, like an intimate cafe versus a big, auditorium?
You know, honestly, I've played in different types of places, you know, really different types of places, big and small. And I really think it comes down to the audience, honestly. I mean, I've had amazing shows in big kind of obtuse places that didn't make sense for us, really. I mean, in that, just the way the vibe of the place was, but the people, you know, really make a difference, I feel like, in our performance and the connection. I think that's what it comes down to. And, yeah, I mean, intimate atmospheres always create a mood, you know, like if you're in a small smoky club in Paris or something like that.
Right.
Definitely a cool situation to be in, and it creates, like, a vibe and an atmosphere. But ultimately, I think it does come down to the people and, you know, kind of just how they react and how we react to them.
Speaking of small smoky clubs in Paris, are you have a new EP here, are you gonna be touring around with that?
Oh, I'd hope to be, but we're not quite done with it yet. This is like the pre-release of the EP. And we're recording more stuff right now, and we hope to be done with a full album by summer. I hope that's not too soon, too late either. But yeah, after that, we're probably going to do, you know, at least a U.S. tour. I'm hoping September, but I don't know yet. It's kind of in the air right now. We're still just recording and trying to get things done.
And how are you enjoying the recording process? It's much different from the live.
It's been difficult because, you know, we're not in the same town right now, and we're just trying to get our schedules going together, and you know, that aspect is annoying, but I love when we are actually in the studio recording. That's always really fun for me. But yeah, it's pretty simple because, you know, it's just me and her, and, you know, we, you know, I think it's a lot less complicated than having a full band. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I love playing music with her at all times, whether it's in the studio or on stage or at home.
Cool.
So it's fun.
What do you want to do? You want to play another live song now, or do you want to listen to a track from the CD and then we'll do some more live stuff after that?
Why don't we close with like one more song from the EP, because there's only four tracks on the EP right okay. now. So we'll just, we only have actually three more songs so to play.
Okay.
So I'll just do one more by myself. This is called The Bread and the Bait. I wrote this on All Saints Day after a substitute taught at this Catholic private school, and we went to a mass, and it was just a real scene.
Cool. All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Foxtails Brigade.
Though the day's often been said to awaken the dead, what has taken place in past leaves them ever steadfast. Deep in their graves, Lord only knows he saves those that patiently wait and eat the blood, the bread and the bait. So say your prayers now, for when the haloed ones come down, you'll get your spot on the lucky white hand pick cotton. And close your hands over your no doubt pure hearts, while the pennies that you pinch will surely never leave their mark. And when those who you love and cherish ever close and dear are not thrifty with their feathers down and true intentions clear, oh, just remember that you'll wait together. She pressed her palms in prayer when all your tears were fair. And close your hands over your no doubt pure hearts, while the pennies that you pinch will surely never leave their mark. Oh, just remember that you'll wait together at the pearly gates. That is if she pressed her palms in prayer when all your sins were fair.
That's a country song, isn't it? In a way. It has
like
that
it,
sort of almost bluegrass feeling to it. It's so cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Where should people go if they want to get more information about what you're doing?
Our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/LauraWeinbach, LauraWeinbach. And that's now the new Foxtails page.
Cool. And people can, they'll get their hands on this album, you say, probably in the summer, or are you going to release the EP first?
We're selling our rough EP right now at shows. But yeah, I think the actual demo, you know, mixed and mastered or whatever, will be done in April, I think. So we'll have that for sale online and stuff at that point. But now you can just come to our show and get what you
Which
will.
Is this Wednesday at Bordello.
The limited edition, yeah. This right. Wednesday at the Bordello. Doors open at 8, and we go on at about 10, and that's with Emma and the Ghost and Cat Hair Ensemble, who are also really, really cool.
Cool. Did you have another live song you wanted
to
do?
Yeah, we'll do one last song live, and then we'll close with something off the
All right, cool. Demo. Let's go for it.
Foxtails? Daisy smile bright while roses fart. Subtle wind begins to take flight. When morning glories whisper the secrets of night, black-eyed Susan second sight, but the cat's soft paw touch
I just want to take a moment to absorb that before I ruin the vibe with my voice again. That, wow, that's something else. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
MySpace.com/Laura Weinbach is where people should go to get up-to-date information. Mm-hmm. This Wednesday, what is that, the 13th?
The 12th.
The 12th at, I have no idea what day it is, at Bordello, which is a really cool place to play. A lot of bands have been playing there lately.
Yeah, nice venue.
And then, we should just keep an eye out for the EP and the full length. Mm-hmm. And any other shows in the future?
We've got another show in LA coming up at Show Cave on April the 19th. And that's just this small art gallery, I guess, in downtown. I've never been there before, but I hear it's really cool. And we're going to play with Mimes of Wine, which is the other band that Neil has been working with, who is playing today with me. Thank you, Neil.
Yeah.
And, and they're really great, so you should check them out. They're in my top eight. that should be a really fun show. But other than that, we have a lot of shows coming up in the Bay Area, if you're going to be up there in San Francisco next week, starting on the, what day? Oh, yeah, the 17th. So we're starting on the 17th, and we have, the Hemlock Tavern is the one I want to promote. So we're playing there on the 18th. So come to that. That'll be fun.
I guess that'll be good for you to sort of set a foundation in San Francisco, build kind of a fan base so that if and when you do end up going there, people are ready for you.
Yeah, it's just great. I mean, we've already had people coming out who just, I don't know, it's like magic or something. Because, I mean, we haven't really played that much up there, and somehow we have sort of a following up there.
That's great. That must be a fantastic feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just really, my brother is also a comedian up there, so maybe that helps. I don't know. But yeah, it's just been really nice. So yeah, the Hemlock Tavern on the 16th. 18th with Cole Bottier and Sonia Cotton, who are also really, really amazing people. So,
well, Laura, thanks for coming back to the show.
Thank
it was
you
great
so
to
much
have
for
you.
Having me, John.
And Neil's good to see you again as well. And we'll sign off with another track from the Foxtails Brigade EP. What track is that?
Number 4. It's called Long Day.
All right. This will be available for download this evening, probably from myspace.com/thisisgoodandisgoodmusic.com. And, of course, check back there for all the upcoming guests and all the past interviews from the past 2.5 years and 150 bands. Featuring the best and the brightest of the LA music scene. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
But I